Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
The Lord, praise Jesus. Let us pray. Our Father Amika, we want to thank you. We bless and honor you. We magnify your holy name. We thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you for your faithfulness towards us. Thank you, Lord, for your kindness. Thank you for your daily provision. Thank you for divine enablement. Thank you, Lord, for enlarged hosts. Thank you for all the battles you have been fighting on our behalf. For all manners of victory that you have wrought for us, we are grateful. We bless you this day and forever in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters, I'd like to welcome you to this week edition of Commanding Your Day. And I pray that the Almighty God in His infinite mercies, He will visit you, He will perform His wonders in your life. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, whenever you call unto Him, the Lord will answer you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Today, I'll be sharing with us what I titled, Divine Support. The Almighty God will support you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. And I'm taking my text from the book of Psalm 20, and I'm going to read from verse 1 to 9. Say, may the Lord answer you in the day of trouble. May the name of the God of Jacob protect you. May He send you help from the sanctuary and give you support from Zion. May He remember all your offerings and regard with your favor your burnt sacrifices. May He grant you your heart's desire and fulfill all your plans. May we shout for joy over your salvation. In the name of our God, set up our banners. May the Lord fulfill all your petitions. Now I know that the Lord saves His anointed. May we answer Him from His holy heavens with the saving might of His right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of our God. They collapse and fall, but we rise and stand upright. O Lord, save the King. May He answer us when we call. May the Lord bless the reading of His word in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. When we are talking about support, support means to bear all or part of the weight of, or to hold something to prevent them from falling. The Lord Almighty God will bear your burden in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. He will carry that weight that you cannot carry in the name of Jesus. He will uphold you so that it will prevent you from falling in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us in the book of Isaiah chapter 46 verse 4, is it even to your old age I am He? And to great ears I will carry you. I have made and I will bear. I will carry and will save. The Almighty God will carry you unto good old age. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus, He will bear you upon His hands. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Isaiah 63 verse 9 says, in all their affliction He was afflicted, and the angel of His presence saved them. In His love and in His pity, He will redeem them. He lifted them up and carried them all the days of old. The Almighty God will show you His pity. He will redeem you. He will lift you up. He will carry you up. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. That text that we read say, may the Lord answer you in the day of trouble. Brothers and sisters, whatever trouble you are going through, I pray that God will grant you the grace to commit them into the hands of God. And the one who answered prayer will answer you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. He will answer you in the name of Jesus. In the book of Genesis 35 verse 3, it says, let us arise and go up to Bethel so that I may make there an altar to the God who answered me in the day of my distress and have been with me wherever I have gone. The Lord will answer you in the day of distress. Whenever you call unto him, the Almighty God will answer your prayers. Your prayers will not be an abomination in the ears of the Lord. He said, may the name of God of Jacob protect you. His name is a strong tower. The Bible tells us in Proverbs 18:10, he said, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. And indeed, that name shall speak for you. That name shall protect you. That name shall shield you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous man run into it and is saved. You are saved under the shadow of the Most High. The Lord will keep you in his shadow. It tells us in the book of Psalm 91 verse 1. It says, he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High, we abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge, my fortress, my God, in whom I trust. The Lord will keep you away from trouble. He will deliver you. The Bible tells us in Psalm 121 verse 9, he said, the Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. He said, the sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forever in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. He will perfect your going out. He will perfect your coming in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. The Lord will continue to keep you. He will continue to build his wall of protection round about you and all that concerns you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. It tells us in the book of Jonah chapter 4 verse 6. Jonah 4 verse 6 says, now the Lord God appointed a plant and made it to come over Jonah that it might be a shade over his head to save him from discomfort. So Jonah was exceedingly glad because of the plant. The Almighty God will cover you. He will shade you from every manner of discomfort. He will save you from discomfort in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. His banner shall be over you. In the name of Jesus, he will protect you from your enemies. The Bible tells us in Exodus 23 verse 27, he said, I will send my terror before you and throw into confusion all the people against whom you shall come. I will make all your enemies turn their back to you. The Almighty God will send terror in the camp of the enemy. Anyone that wants to trouble you, the Lord will release confusion in their midst in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, every gathering that is not of God concerning you shall bring forth confusion in their midst in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Almighty God, the all-knowing God, will be your helper. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus, he will support you on all sides. It tells us in the book of Psalm 21, reading from verse 2 to 4, he said, you have given him his heart's desire and have not withheld the request of his lips. The Lord will not withhold the request of your lips. As you cry unto him, he will answer you. He will not only answer you, but the Almighty God will grant you the desire of your heart in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 3 there says, for you meet him with rich blessing. The Lord will meet you with rich blessing, abundant blessing, blessings of joy, blessings of victory, blessings of fulfillment in the name of Jesus. He says, for you meet him with rich blessing. You set a crown of fine gold upon his head. The Almighty God will set a crown upon your head In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus, your blessings will not be denied you. Your crown will not be denied you. No one will take your place in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In verse 4, he says, he asks life of you, you gave it to him. Length of days forever and ever. You will not die young in the name of Jesus. You will live your full year in good health in the mighty name of Jesus. Your case will not be hospital today, hospital tomorrow. The Almighty God will perform his healing power in your life. He will heal you of every manner of affliction, of every manner of diseases in the mighty name of Jesus. Maybe you are old, you are ready to say, oh, the doctors have been telling you that thing you are going through is part of being old. No, Moses lived up to 120 years and the Lord strengthened him throughout. You have not probably lived up to that 120 years. So the Almighty God is going to perform his wonders in your life. He who did it for Moses will do it for you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Almighty God will heal you from the crown of your head to the toes of your feet. You will receive the touch of the Most High in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, he will perform his wonders in your life in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. No more frustration, no more disappointment, because it is God that is supporting you, and he will keep on supporting you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. He will not withhold his support from you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Almighty God will keep you. He will continue to be your helper in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, each time you cry unto him, the Lord will answer you. He will not cry unto him in vain in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Brothers and sisters, I want us to know that this God, he cares for us. This God loves us. He loves us and is ready to make way for us. And indeed, he will make way for us in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In Hebrews chapter 13, verse 6, it says, so we can confidently say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do for me? The Lord is your helper. Do not fear. What can man do for you? The Lord will deliver you. The Lord will save you. He will rescue you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Do not fear. Put your trust in him. Put your hope in the Almighty God. For the Almighty God say, I will not leave you nor forsake you. And indeed, he will not leave you. He will not forsake you. He will continue to keep you. He will keep you to the end in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Almighty God, who is your supporter, who is the one supporting you, he will uphold you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. His power is more than enough to keep you from falling. And indeed, so shall it be in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. That same Psalm 20 that we read, he said, may he remember all your offerings. Maybe you have been giving offering, you have been giving tithe, you have been giving seeds, and it seems nothing is happening. The Lord will remember your offering. In the name of our Lord Jesus, he will have regard for your offering. Your heavens shall be opened in the name of Jesus. You will not experience lack. You will experience abundance of his blessing in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. You will shout for joy. You will shout for joy. Your mouth shall be filled with song of joy, song of victory in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, the Almighty God whom you trust, he will help you. The Bible tells us in that Psalm 20, verse 7, says some trust in chariots and some trust in horses. And that brings us to say, who do you trust in? Do you trust in this God? Do you put your hope in this God? Do you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? If you have not done so, I'm giving you the opportunity this day to accept him as your Lord and Savior. Accept him as your Lord and Savior, and he will help you. He will support you. He will deliver you. He will heal you. He will transform you. So just say after me, Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. I acknowledge my sin, and I come unto you today. I say, forgive me my sins. in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. I accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and as my Savior. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Father, I thank you for this, your children who have accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. The gift of salvation, let it be permanently released upon them in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. For everyone who have heard this broadcast, the mighty hand of God will be with you. He will keep you, he will guide you, he will direct your path in the name of Jesus. So shall it be in Jesus' mighty name. Continue to enjoy the peace and the love of God until we meet again next week. God bless you richly in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.